So many people listen to great advice from great teachers. They listen to great material. They read books from the best coaches and most successful people in the world, but they get little or no results. They wonder why, after all this reading and listening, nothing happens. But some other people listen and achieve huge life-changing shifts. Why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why some get results and some don't. It's what happens after they turn the audio off. It's what happens after they put the book down, after the coach goes home, after the speech has ended. It's what happens when no one is watching. That's when it counts. When you listen, learn. These teachings, books, and speeches are not made to only get you pumped up for 5 minutes while you listen to them. They are designed to sharpen your mind, to create a mindset that is prepared to work, to create a habit of putting in the hard yards. You must listen to successful people to learn more. But that learning doesn't mean anything if you don't apply what you have learned.
It's what you do after you have learned that counts. After the coaching session, after the master has left, after the training session. Are you willing to put in the work behind closed doors? Are you willing to continue the pursuit of more knowledge after the course has ended, after the motivational video has ended, after your training partner has given up? Or will you be like the majority and just step back into average? Go about your average day at your average job and then go to your average home where you will turn on your TV and watch average shows. Turn that crap off and read something. Listen to something and then apply that something.
Listen and listen real close. Your success will be determined by what you do when no one is watching. Let me repeat that. The level of success you will achieve will be determined by the work you put in when no one is watching. By the work you put in when you're tired. By the work you put in when you don't feel like it. By the effort you put in when you feel like you don't have anything left inside.
You're tired? I don't care. You'll always be tired if you don't suck it up now. You'll be tired of being broke. Tired of living with no passion. Tired of not living your potential. Tired of being sick and sick of being sick and tired. Screw that! When no one is watching, that is when you work. That is when you push harder. That is when it really counts. I could say so many things that could change your life. On this channel, we have already. Some have completely changed their lives. But some are in the same position. Why? Because when this is over, some choose to push harder and some choose to take it easy. Who are you? Are you the one that is prepared to suffer today for a better tomorrow? Or are you the one that takes it easy today and will suffer tomorrow because of that decision? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Remember this, when you think no one is watching, you're wrong. There's always one person watching. It's your future self. Your future self is begging you to show some guts, to show some heart, to do that little extra now so you can live with pride later. Don't let your future self down.
3 years from now, you can have what you need. You can't have everything. You can have what would be good for you. But you have to figure out what it is, and then you have to aim at it.
Everything that you guys want is outside your comfort zone. All the results, all the growth, your potential, who you really are, it's there waiting for you. But most people, they don't really want to grow. They don't really want to change. They don't really want the results. They only want it if it's easy, if it's comfortable, if it's within that realm of comfort. And they don't have to face their fears. They don't have to go through the stresses and the anxieties and overcome their limitations in life. And that's why most people will never have it. They'll never change, they'll stay the same, they'll never get the results that they really want.
You're going to get what you're looking for. So if you're looking for success, you're looking for happiness, you're looking for prospects, you're looking for recruits or clients, I'm telling you, the more you're consciously looking for those things, you're going to see them. When you're looking to win, you're looking for victory.
Sit on your bed one day and ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? And if you actually ask that question, but you have to want to know the answer, right? Because that's actually what asking the question means. It doesn't mean just mouthing the words. It means you have to decide that you want to know.
And so be very careful what you set your mind towards, what your outcomes are, because you're going to find them. Your mind's powerful. You're powerful. You're more powerful than you think you are. And if you could just get clear on what you're looking for, get super specific with great clarity, great specificity about what it is you want, it's sitting there for you to find if you look for it.
The time is now. The time is now to express and for people to believe in themselves. The time is now for it to be okay to be great.
When somebody is absolutely certain, they, you know, the common word is believe, right? But, you know, you can believe at a general level or you can believe with certain. When you're absolutely certain that if I do this, it's going to get that result and that result's going to change my life, you'll do it. When you think it absolutely is not going to work, you're never going to do it.
People want to have success. People want to make a lot of money, but they want it to be easy without any challenges.
It seems like sleeping in the morning is a form of freedom because, hey, I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to sleep in. But the reality is when you sleep in, now you don't get things done. And now those things that you were supposed to do aren't done. And now the next day you have to wake up early and get them done, not because you want to, but because you have to.
Now let me give you a little simple formula for goal setting. Okay? We take two and a half hours on the weekend for the whole 10-year plan. We don't have time for that tonight. But let me get you started with a little simple formula Mr. Schoaf gave me. And maybe this will be helpful. First of all, I've divided goals into two parts. First is long range. Long range goals. That's your dreams. Your dreams for the next 3, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Actually, the rest of your life. Your dreams. You've got to keep dreaming. Ronald Reagan, president, said to the joint session of Congress a few weeks ago, "The Republic is a dream." And if we don't keep dreaming, we will lose the Republic. Your better future is a dream for yourself and for your family. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What do you want to see? You've got to dream dreams. There's a Bible phrase that says, without dreams and visions, people perish. You've got to have something to go for that inspires the heart and the soul. Dream. From the children of Sanchez, it says, take the crumbs from starving soldiers, they won't die. Take the bread from hungry children, they won't cry. But without dreams, we all will die. You've got to dream. Don't lose your dreams for yourself, for your future, for your family. The dreams of love and enterprise and travel and doing things, becoming something unique on your journey here. Don't lose your dreams. Do some dreaming. That's long-range goals. You've got to have those. So that's number one. Here's the second part of goals, short-range. Short-range goals. That's your goals for tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, the immediate future. We call these confidence builders. Because if you set up something short range, go for it, get it, latch onto it, work hard, accomplish it. That starts building your strong feelings to go for your dreams. Now, I've divided goals into three categories. Here they are. Number one is economic. That's your goals for money, income, business, profits, production. Economics. Make sure you've got your economics well planned. Economics plays a major role in everybody's life. Economics is major, which means it ought to be meticulously well planned for tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, long range. What if you asked somebody tomorrow if you could see their meticulously well planned list of economic goals? What would they probably say? They say, you're some kind of a nut. You must be weird. Hey, I found out what success is. Success is doing what the failures won't do. Make sure you've got your economics well planned. It'll put you in the top 5%. One of the key little subjects we talk about on the weekend is the 7 fundamentals for wealth and happiness. And that's one of them, well-planned economics. It's a fundamental if you want to do well. Join the top 5%. Anybody in this room can join the top 5%, if you will. Okay. Now here's the second category of goals, things. Make a list of the things you want. And on my list of things, now I put everything. Little things as well as major things. Doesn't matter how small it is, it goes on my list. I used to just put major things, cars, homes. I don't do that anymore. I now load my list with everything. Everything. And the reason is, part of the fun of having a list is checking it off. That's it. Boy, at the end of the day, if you can go, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it, whatever it is, right? You get into the habit. So load up your list, the things you want. Now, when you check off something major, celebrate. That's an important point to make. Celebrate your achievements. Live it up. Have a party when you reach something you've worked for a while. See, we all grow from two experiences. One is called the pain of losing. The other one is called the joy of winning. We need both of them. Amplify them as much as you can, which also means make losing painful. If you set up something, fooled around, didn't get it, put it on yourself. On the other side, if you did get it, congratulate yourself. Self-congratulations is a sign of maturity. Seeking congratulations is a sign of immaturity. But hey, winning and losing, see, that's what it's all about. That's the name of the game. Now, some people lead such mediocre lives. At the end of the day, they don't know whether they're winning or losing. They got no clue. Guy's just going through the day with his fingers crossed. There's a better way. Okay, here's the third category of goals. Personal development. Put those goals together. Personal development goals. That's your goals to be stronger, more decisive, be a speaker, be a leader, learn a language, all kinds of skills. Okay. The whole weekend seminar was designed to improve all your skills so that you walk away more skillful. And that's what you want, the personal development skills. That's what attracts, that's what brings good things to your life, the person you become more skillful. Now, this is quite a package to work on. Economics, things, personal development. For tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, long range. Okay, that'll get you started. Now, here's the simple formula for setting goals. It goes like this. A, work on your goals. That's step one. Work on them. And I put the word work there deliberately. Setting goals is plain hard work. I don't want to kid you. We haven't come here tonight to kid each other. It's work. I know it's work. That's why a lot of people just let it slide. It's work. Many people work hard on their job, but they don't work hard on their future. They just let that slide. And the work involved is making plans. I know most people don't. I understand that. But don't let that be you. Guy says, well, yeah, you work where I work, but the time you struggle home, it's late. You've got to eat a bite of supper, watch a little TV, get to bed. You can't sit up half the night, plan, plan, plan. And the guy's behind. good worker, hard worker, sincere. But you've got to be better than sincere, working hard. You got to be better than a good worker. You got to be a good planner. Somebody once wisely said, the people who fail to plan are planning to fail. Well said. So work on your goals. Here's step two. Write your goals down. That's so important. I teach my staff around the world, put your goals in your journal. Because one of the major people you want to study is yourself. So here's the list of goals I put together 3 weeks ago. Here's the list of goals I put together 2 years ago. Here's some of the changes I made, rearrangement of my priorities. I scratched these off. I put these on. I've gotten these. Study your accomplishments. Study what your desires are. Put them on paper. Write them down. Here's another reason for writing your goals down. It shows you're serious about doing better. And to do better, you got to get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. Everybody hopes things will get better. Everybody hopes. Poor people hope. That ought to tell you something. It means the future does not get better by hope. It gets better by plan. I used to have the affliction called passive hope. It's an affliction. It's bad. Probably what's even worse than that is happy hope. Now that is really bad. That's bad. Happy hope. The guy's 50 and he's broke and he's still smiling. See, that's not good. So get serious about your goals. Put them on paper. Write them down. There's all kinds. His goals, her goals, their goals. Business goals, financial independence goals, family goals. I mean, there's so many things to work on this that if you don't get busy and work on it, sure enough, the time will pass. And sure enough, 5 years from now, you'll wind up where you don't want to be, wearing what you don't want to wear, driving what you don't want to drive, being what you don't want to be. Now's the time to fix it. Now, here's the third step to your goals. Check the size of your goals and the kinds of goals. How big they are, what kind they are, affects you. And here's one of the important phrases of the evening. Your goals are affecting you, whatever they are. Your goals affect your handshake. Your goals affect your attitude, personality. Your goals affect the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress. All day long, we're being affected by our goals. Now, some people have goals, but they have such lousy goals. The effect is bad. I asked a guy one time, what are your goals for this month? The guy said, look, if I could just scrape up enough money to pay these lousy bills. That was his goal. I'm not saying it isn't a goal. It's a goal, but it's such a lousy goal, the effect is bad. You don't jump out of bed on Monday morning and say, oh boy, another chance to go out and scrape up the money to pay my lousy bills. See, you don't do that. Usually you say, oh, not another Monday. And some people have so given up on life, they have joined the Thank God It's Friday Club. How sad. Surely those are the same people, when life is over for them, will say, thank God it's over.